Hi everyone, it's Josipa. Today's episode is a special one. This episode was originally recorded back in the Year of the Tiger. And with Lunar New Year celebrations all around us, we thought it'd be the perfect time to revisit it. Why? Well, because it's all about useful phrases for talking about plans for the future. A topic that feels especially relevant as we have stepped into 2025, the Year of the Snake. So, whether you are making arrangements, discussing plans, or sharing what you'll be doing next, we hope this episode helps you sharpen your speaking skills. And with that being said, I'm wishing you a joyful and prosperous Lunar New Year. Enjoy!
SBS Learn English. Speak English with confidence and live well in Australia.
Hello, welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, in which we help Australians to speak, understand and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning the English language. My guest today is Vin Massieu from SBS Cantonese, who'll tell us the legend about giving red envelopes to children during Lunar New Year. Hi Vinmas, thanks for joining us.
Hi Josipa. The red envelope custom comes from some of the oldest stories of Lunar New Year. We are talking about ancient times, and I can't wait to share the legend with your listeners.
Thanks for that. We'll come back to you a little bit later, because first we are going to learn how to talk about future plans. Before we start, let me remind you that on our website, we have transcripts, quizzes, and learning notes, so you can keep learning after listening. So today, we are looking at different ways to talk about future events. You might have learned to use will to talk about the future. For example, I will describe how to talk about future plans. You will definitely enjoy this episode. But there are many other ways to talk about the future, and it can be confusing to know which one to use. In this episode, we'll explain why you might choose one phrase instead of another. To help us understand, have a listen to this conversation between Vinmas and Janine. They're talking about their plans for Lunar New Year.
Janine, what are you doing for Lunar New Year? Anything exciting?
Oh, we're organising a big family lunch. How about you?
I haven't got anything organised yet, but we normally all have dinner at my mum's on New Year's Eve. I need to organise what food to bring. Is your family handing out lycee?
Of course. Although we call lycee red packets or envelopes. Everyone's bringing red envelopes for the children. The kids are going to be so excited to get them.
Cool. I think I'll make my famous handmade dumplings for my family dinner.
Sounds delicious. I won't have to. My sister is making them this year. I'm guessing you'll also be taking your ahu. You're so good at playing that instrument.
Of course. I'm going to play all night long.
A lot is going on in this simple dialogue, but it's okay. Let's go through it step by step. When Vinmas made a commitment to bring food, he said,
I think I'll make my famous handmade dumplings for my family dinner.
I'll make. Like we said earlier, you might have already learned to say I will when talking about your future plans. This is common when we are making a commitment or promise. However, notice that he said I'll make, not I will make. Vinmas used the short form of will, which is common when we are speaking rather than writing. For example, I'll bring dumplings, she'll cook fried noodles, I'll arrive before 11 o'clock. The full form, I will, sounds formal and sometimes a little forceful. It is used in arguments or to contradict someone. So use the short form when making a commitment or promise. And like we promised, there are also other ways to talk about future plans. Remember what Janine said when describing what she was doing for Lunar New Year?
We're organizing a big family lunch.
We are organizing a big family lunch. So instead of saying, we will organize a big family lunch, Janine said, we are organizing a big family lunch. Will organize became we are organizing, or
we're organizing.
That's the short form again. Got it yet? Don't worry. Let's listen to some more examples.
Is your family handing out lycee?
Handing out lycee. Instead of saying, will your family hand out lycee, you can say, is your family handing out lycee?
Everyone's bringing red packets for the children.
Everyone's bringing red packets. Instead of saying, everyone will bring red packets, you can say, everyone's bringing red packets. Do you remember if Janine is making dumplings this year? She said,
I won't have to. My sister is making them this year.
I won't. Won't is a short form of will not. I won't and will not mean the same thing. And yes, you guessed it. When speaking, we normally use the shorter version. Unless we are being forceful. And in that case, we would say, I will not. Then Vinmas, who is very good at playing a traditional Chinese instrument, said,
I'm gonna play all night long.
Vinmas is going to play his erhu all night long. Gonna is a short version to say going to. We also use gonna when talking about future plans or commitments. For example, I'm gonna listen to SBS Learn English every week. But we can also use going to or gonna when we make predictions or guesses about the future. For example, after looking in the dark cloudy sky, you could say, I think it's going to rain. Or I might say, I think you're gonna be more confident talking about the future after listening to this episode. We've just explained three different ways to talk about future plans. We could continue for hours and still not cover all the different ways we could talk about the future. But let's leave that for some other episode. We have no time to lose. If you have no time to lose, it means that you are short on time and must take action immediately. I'll take immediate action by asking Vinmas a question. So, Vinmas, do you know what fortunes we can expect in the year of the tiger?
So here at the SBS Cantonese team, we spoke with James Zhang, a feng shui master, about the coming year. He says that during the year of a tiger, the pandemic won't be as serious as the previous year, and he predicts that the pandemic will completely disappear over the next 2 years.
Let's hope his predictions are gonna come true. Did he say anything else interesting?
Well, according to Master Zhang, this year traditional business models won't be very successful. He also says that for stock and foreign exchange trades, there'll be big ups and downs in the Chinese calendar months of July and November.
Talking about money, Vinmas, what's the idea behind giving the red envelopes at Lunar New Year?
Red envelopes we call hongbao in Mandarin or lycee in Cantonese. We put money in them and we give them to children. But actually, the real importance of these red envelopes is not money but the red paper, because red symbolizes energy, happiness and good luck in Chinese culture.
That's a very cool tradition. How did it start?
According to the legend, there was a demon called Sui who was scaring children while they were sleeping. So parents, to keep their children safe, would allow them to stay awake for the whole night of Lunar New Year's Eve. And one year, one child was given 8 coins to play with to keep him awake, and he played with his coins by wrapping and unwrapping them in the red paper. When this child finally got tired and fell asleep, his parents placed his red envelope with 8 coins under his pillow. And when the demon, Sui, came into his room and tried to touch his head, coins from the envelope gave a strong light that scared the devil away. The coins turned out to be fairies, and from then on, giving money in the red envelopes became a way to keep children safe and bring good luck.
That's such a cute story. And from your conversation with Janine, I also concluded that you sing and play an instrument called erhu. What kind of instrument is that?
An erhu is a traditional Chinese instrument with two strings. It is also known as the Chinese violin in the Western world. And the song we play is called Gongxi Gongxi. The title means greetings, greetings in English. It's very popular, so you can hear it everywhere in public places like supermarkets at this time of the year.
Thank you so much for your time, Vinmas. I learned a lot.
It's been a pleasure, Yosepa.
Okay, it's time for us to revisit the expressions we used today. See if you can remember the meaning of these words before Janine and Vinmas say them. No time to lose means...
If you have no time to lose, it means that you are short on time and must do something immediately.
When speaking, we often use the short form of will and will not. What's the short form of will not?
Won't. For example, I won't wait too long.
Practice changing these sentences from I will by adding are or be and then ing to the verb. We will organize a big family lunch.
We're organizing a big family lunch.
Everyone will bring red packets.
Everyone will be bringing red packets.
Listen to how to use gonna to describe future plans or predictions about the future.
I'm going to play all night long.
I think it's going to rain today.
So next time, don't just use I will when you want to talk about the future. Try out some of the other ways we've just described. Also, listen to hear how people talk about their future plans. What different ways do they use? To read all the words we've used today, go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish. You can also find some additional learning notes and transcripts. And if you have any questions or simply want to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au. Thank you for listening, and make sure you tune in for our next episode.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.